Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Guys, it's been a long time since I've been on this microphone, and with a lot of good reasons. But before I get into any of that, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of four ways tonight. One, through my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that site. I'm constantly updating the calendar, and I'd love to see you guys come to a show that I'm performing at. The second way you can listen is if you want to be more participant, you can click that speaker box that you're listening to on my website, and that will send you right over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R.com, and then you can be part of our live chat. You would sign in using a Facebook address, and then you can be part of our live chat. My volumes are constantly dropping. As I'm talking, they're dropping. Hold, maybe if I could just hold it here. I wonder if I could just hold it. I'll have to hold it here the whole time, because now it's going. But no, it just dropped. Motherfucker. I have no idea why this does what it does. You know what it is? It's probably because I'm on AOL. I'm Wow. It's been so long. AOL. Did he just say AOL?
You've got mail.
Wow. I meant Facebook. My God. Yeah, my volume's like dropping. As soon as I start speaking into the microphone, it drops completely. It's probably because I'm on Facebook. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to shut off the Facebook part. Yep. All right. Well, you know, I've only got three or four listeners over there. So if you guys want, send over. This is exactly what I'm talking about. So what you want to do is click the speaker box you're listening to. That'll send you over to the broadcasting site, which I'm going to end the live video. Boom. End the live video. And that will send you right over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R.com. Let me finish doing this. So I'm all set with this. And then I go back to my volume. And then I can bring my volume back up. This system is fucked. Ay, caramba. I have no idea what's dropping. It's literally just dropping on its own. And I can't make the volume louder. Check. There we go. See, it's weird. The louder I yell into the microphone, the more it drops. It was fun for a whole second, and now it is a total DB. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to shut Facebook completely. Maybe that's the issue. Yeah, let's see. 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2. Yes, it's not doing it anymore. It was Facebook was the culprit. Son of a bitch. Anyway. It was AOL, by the way. It wasn't it was Facebook or AOL. It was one of the two. Anyway. And the third way. Well, the third way was you could listen through Facebook, but F that. That's done. And the fourth way you can listen is if you cannot listen live, you can listen to the slightly edited for time Facebook version of Facebook. Wow, it's been a long time since I've done this show. You can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show. My God. So, you know, it's been a very long time since I've done the show. So let me see if I can remember how to do this. Oh, yeah, that's right. I want to bring you up to speed with what's been going on with the happening now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
That's it.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
soon.
So, obviously, I have not been, I have not got my shit straight with this at all. Let me open up the right thing. It's been a long time since I've done the show. The last time I did a show was my 200th on March 28th, which was on a special night. I was on a Thursday instead of the Wednesday like I usually do. And we did it live from Deacon Giles. It is May 1st. It's been over a month. This is the longest stretch I've gone without doing a show. For a variety of reasons. I've had some personal things going on. I've had a lot of work going on. Obviously, I'm having hardware failures left and right going on. But there's been a long time. So the things that have been happening, what did we miss? Oh, my God. We missed the Boston Marathon. I missed chatting up with the Boston Marathon, which, here's the thing. I feel bad for the winners because on the same day, the fire at Notre Dame happened. So you know the winner's going, oh, my God, I finally went. They burned what? Motherfucker. You know, they must have lost their shit because they got no coverage. So the Boston Marathon, the Notre Dame fire, we missed Easter. I missed all my promos for Easter. Usually do a bunch of Easter Bunny things. I was the Easter Bunny. I was on two different occasions the Easter Bunny. I was on a ship in Boston. It didn't go anywhere. It was just docked, but it was a clipper ship. It's amazing. So I did that. And then the next day, of course, I was the Easter Bunny in Salem for the Salem Country Club, which is in Peabody, which I think is still funny. And I've been Batman a bunch of times. So much stand-up. I've been busy this year. This, like, April was a busy month. I was doing more of the Salem Spirits Trolley for my wife at Salem Food Tours. She's killing it. Everything's busy, busy, busy. You know, and the weather's been a nightmare, too, because it's, like, been overcast and cold. We had to put the heat on again today because it's freezing. It's not that it's freezing. It's damp, and it gets into your bones, and it's bullshit. It's that kind of thing. And like I said, I was dealing with my Mac. My Mac sucks. The new OS is a piece of garbage. I've got two computers. I've got a laptop, iMac. And the software just isn't working. And both computers are dog slow. I spent over $2,000 on this computer. I don't get it. And I think I'm going to go back to a PC. I think so. So let me get into this and I'll get into that. I will. I'll talk about some other stuff too. First of all, today is May Day. May Day. Funny that the name of the show is May Day as well, because I've had nothing but problems. But a couple things about May Day. May Day is a public holiday usually celebrated today, May 1st, and it is an ancient Northern Hemisphere spring festival. So it's about flowers and dances and singing and cake are usually part of the festivals. But it's got its origins, origins and celebrations. The earliest known celebration was Floria. How do you say that? Floramo? Tommy Floramos. No, Floralia, the festival of Flora, the Roman goddess of Flora, held on April 27th during the Roman Republic area. Now, of course, this is Wikipedia, so take it with a fucking grain of salt. Because if somebody can rewrite a definition, it may not be accurate. I don't know if you knew that. But they would celebrate with drinking and orgies, of course. I'm not going to have an orgy today. Today is not going to be. It's not going to be an orgy.
It's not going to be an orgy.
I wish it could be. I wish it could. Well, here's the thing. I don't have the strength, I guess. I don't know. So it's a festival for flowers, but that's the first one. But I didn't know. I thought I knew that, but for some reason, I thought it was something else, which it is. It is actually International Workers' Day, which is ironic because Stop and Shop just fixed their whole strike thing with their workers. Now I'm in the union. I'm in SAG-AFTRA. What is this? Is that a maypole in your pocket? Just happened to see me. Oh. That's why I had to shut off the Facebook feed. So it's International Workers' Day, which, you know, I didn't know. Somebody posted something on Facebook. Now, I'm in the union. I'm SAG-AFTRA. But I don't, I shouldn't be in the union. I mean, I understand the union's a wonderful thing. And, you know, 100 years ago, there were kids in coal mines. I get it. There was black lung. There were unfit conditions. They wouldn't let you go to the bathroom. People were being hit. It was, you know, charge a quarter for a full day's work. I understand all that. But I got a totally different opinion about if somebody strikes. If you strike,
you're fired.
That's the way I feel. Because I wouldn't strike. I'd be like, hey, I want more money. I'm not going to give you more money. Well, fuck you. I'll go get more money somewhere else. Food on this sassy holiday. What's this? Cake. What is it? What did Karen do? Karen put up a link for May Day fritters and Beltane cakes. I don't even know what those are. Celtic. It's a Celtic fest of Beltane was a celebration of fertility and renewal. Again, orgy. I almost sounded like Trump for a second.
Orgy.
Huge bonfires were lit around which people danced and feasted. A highlight was serving the Beltane cake, which was a scalloped edge and a special surprise. More frightening than the baby in a king cake for the person who received the blackened piece. What happened next is described from the 1922 book, The Golden Bough. I don't even know why I'm reading this. I mean, I got shit I got to talk about. I don't care about food. You know something? My wife is an internet troll. I don't know. She's just, the word cake is in there. It can't be all bad. I don't know. Apparently, there was a baby in another cake. But my wife is a total internet troll. Like, you say something to my wife, 10 seconds later, she's like, I found it. It's right here. You know, she's copy link paste, blah, blah.
Internet trolls are people lurking in cyberspace who launch attacks against celebrities and ordinary people.
And she's downstairs watching the award show. And the name of the boy band was called BTS. What? I don't fucking know BTS. Here's the thing. I don't know anybody. Any of the awards show? I don't know. I barely know. Like, I know some of the actors, of course, because I'm an actor. And I, you know, I watch movies. But I listen to music. But I don't know who the fuck these people are. Like, there was this girl. I don't know. What was her name? Hardy? I don't know. She looked like, you know, she's got like black hair and like black makeup. She's very goth and she's got like tattoos. And I mean, she's a pretty girl and she's weird, like bustier thing. And all you see is her boobs. And I'm like, what's her name again? And my wife's like, oh, that's good. Oh, it's Halsey. Yeah, Palsy. Her name is Cerebral Palsy, which is a terrible name for a kid. That's not funny. It's not that I'm 90. I don't know who the fuck these people are. I don't. I thought Cardi B sold furniture down in Rhode Island. I'm like, there's another Cardi? I know there were three of them.
We're in Nairobi. Nick, Ron, and Pete Cardi.
And now there's the Cardi B. Here's the thing. I wouldn't know if Cardi B fell out of a Ferrari on my lap completely naked and started making out with me. I'd be like, who the fuck are you? Like, I wouldn't know. And this Halsey chick, I wouldn't know her either. I'd be like, hey, you should be home. It's a school night. I don't know. It is. Oh, is it pudding tonight? I like pudding. But here's what I'm going to do, because I've been wasting time with all the tech issues and stuff like that. Since it's musical themed. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not finished. This is what it is. I got to bring up one more thing. It's time for the White House update.
The American dream is dead. I can only say this. There was absolutely no collusion. Everybody knows it. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
You're all fired.
So it's been a month. And we haven't talked about the president. I think I alluded to the Mueller report. And apparently there's a bunch of people who are, you know, they're on Facebook and that's great. And I'm not going to be on Facebook anymore because it's too political. And of course they're like, you know, Hillary read the Mueller report. I'm like, so what? A lot of people read the fucking Mueller report. Who cares? I don't care. But the whole thing is, you're not going to get them. You're just not. And you got to, on some level, you got to admire your enemy for being tricky. Like, I've fished before. I think maybe everybody has fished, but it's kind of tricky because you're like, you get a boat, you get a rod, you get bait, a fish finder, and you might have all this stuff and a gaff and a hook and a net. You might have all this shit. And the fish is clearly dumber than you. Clearly. But you got to admire the fact that they are not falling for it. So that's the kind of stuff I got. And the whole thing about, he actually said to his lawyer, he goes, he's a Teflon Don. He said, he goes, look, I think we should do this, which was not right. And the lawyer went, we shouldn't do this. And then afterwards he goes, we should not tell anybody I said not to do this. And he goes, no, we have to. So on both counts, he was still fine because everybody around him is a fuck up. I don't get it. If this was any other company, any other organization, anything else, if this was a ship, it would have sank by now. That's like the Titanic going down and the captain's still fucking alive. That's... But you gotta admit, it's a fucking, it's a sideshow, man. It is just funny to watch. It's it's not gonna get him. You're not gonna get me. It's not gonna happen. I've been doing a lot of shit for a lot of years. You ain't gonna get me. Cause I got a lot of people that fall on the fucking grenade. Anyway, we're done with that. So here's what I'm gonna do. I've been away from you guys for too long. So what I wanted to do is, since Karen's watching the award show, I don't even, what is it, the Billboard Music Show? Is that the one you're watching right now? I don't even know. I don't know. I stopped listening to music when Dick Clark died, I guess. When Ryan Seacrest took over everything and Casey Kasem died, I'm like, well, that's it. Let's not do this again. Anyway. So I figured, since it's kind of a musical theme and I didn't have a lot of stuff prepped and Kim loves to play the game, we're going to play a real quick round of Sounds Like Sax to Me. So here's, I just got an email. I meant to tell you this in the opening monologue. Not only, I want to brag a little bit, but I got another show before that. My wife, Karen, and I, we just got asked to do the Boston Theater Marathon, where they show like 50 plays in a day and they do like five an hour, and it's for, or something like that. And they do it for 10 hours. I'm not even sure, but she's done it before. I've never done it. And the play is a comedy. It's very funny. We have a friend of ours, Steve Faria, who's actually directed us in a different piece that we did for the Firehouse Theater a bunch of years ago, four years ago or so, something like that. But it's really fun. So the reason I bring up all that is I just got an email. I got asked by, and I got to keep it kind of quiet so I can't mention names, but I got asked to do a little bit part in a film, and it's still kind of up in the air, but I'm looking forward to it, and it could be something big. So, I mean, I'm just, I just want to do a project, have fun, and then if it goes somewhere, if it's got legs, let's do that. But I'll talk about more of that in the weeks to come. But I'll tell you what, let's play a little game. Let's play Sounds Like Sax to Me. Now, this is a game where I give you a saxophone solo, and you have to guess the song. Now, so far, because we're on Facebook, we had all the glitches, we're back on Mixlr, we have a few listeners, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to play with the two listeners, and we're going to see if they can beat each other. Here's the first one. This is 30 seconds worth of saxophone. 30 seconds. No, it's not Roxy Music. Don't Shazam it either, you cheaters. Oh, that was 30 seconds and you both got nothing? Really? I'll tell you what, because I love it. Here we go. I'll do it again. It's not Roxy Music. But it is a shit ton of time to give up for a song. I know it does sound like rock to music. It's not Sade. No, no, no. We already played Sade a couple weeks ago. Nobody? My God, I played it twice and you couldn't get it. You're going to die. Here we go. It is. Yeah, Karen, you Googled it. I know you did. It's Brian Ferry. Don't stop the dance. I don't know if somebody... He's the kind of guy that you might read about in 20 years and go, did you hear that somebody beat to death Brian Ferry? Really? And you go like, meh, that sounds about right.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, here's another one. 23 seconds. It does sound like the Soul Glow song. It really does. which I've played, the Soul Glow. The song title is A Matter of Love or something. No. 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 It does sound like Soul Glow. I got nothing. Oh, Kim, you're coming up empty tonight. That's crazy. What if I give you a little hint? He had a, him and this singer was, he actually had a lot of hits, not only with his family, but also with his sister in particular. They were all from Utah. It is Donny Osmond, correct. And do you know the name of the song? No, because you blew it. It's Sacred Emotion by Donny Osmond. Which, it's a horrible fucking song, by the way. Donny Osmond, not exactly David Cassidy. It sounds like a gospel song. Sounds like he's going to sing it on church. There we go. So that's, are you kidding me?
Okay, moving on.
That's, well, Karen, I think you Googled them both. So I'm not sure. I'm going to not give any points for that. All right. 13 seconds, real quick. That's tough. Aaron Neville, no. No, no, no. I'll play it again. Let's see. No, no, no. Really? I am. So, you know something, Kim? You're out of practice. I'm out of practice. We're all out of practice. No, it's not Lionel Richie. Come on. It's a band from the 70s. Oh, my God. And they were amazing. Oh, you're going to kill yourself. No, you're going to kill yourself.
Okay, moving on.
It was. Yes. No, it wasn't What About Us. It's How About Us by Champagne.
Some people are made for each other. Some people can love one another for life.
Yeah.
How about us?
It's that twangy guitar too. That now, here's the story. I was 14 years old, and this song was, like, super hot. And I was like, you know when you're a kid, like, I don't know, girls maybe like this. Maybe guys aren't like this, but I know I was. Oh, hold on.
Are we gonna make it, girl? Are we gonna drift and drift?
Yeah. This is 14-year-old kid making out with the pillow music. Right? Some
How about
folks. Yes. This is imaginary boyfriend girlfriend song. This is what this is. We should end on that because it ain't going to get better. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take our first and only break. When I come back, I'm going to tell you what I got going on this weekend and when we're going to be back. You're listening to Radio Regardless. I'll be right back.
The Arabic Weather Report is brought to you by V8. Make sure you pick up enough V8 for Ramadan. You don't want to say, oh, I could have jihad a V8. I hope you are enjoying this Arab Spring. Temperatures will remain cool tonight, and there will be no ISIS on the road because it's too warm. But really, be careful. It's pretty dangerous out there. Tomorrow is Throwback Thursday, where we all wish we were back in Palestine. This has been the Arabic Weather Report.
On this episode of Real Celebrity Rumors, the Flintstones. The show first aired on September 30th, 1960, but was cancelled 6 years later due to the one-a-day vitamin scandal. More difficulties came when Fred's dog died by choking on a brontosaurus bone. A police autopsy revealed later it was actually from an apatosaurus. In April 1987, Wilma filed for divorce. Later that year, she wrote a tell-all book, Yabba Dabba Doos and Do Nots, My Life as a Flintstone. Fred now lives alone in Bedrock. And on the next Real Celebrity Rumors, the Powerpuff Girls, Sugar, Spice, and Not Everything Nice.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at SalemFoodTours.com.
This is comedian Randy Williams, and you're listening to Radio Irregardless, pal. Love, Mark. Love the show.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. That was funny, I guess. I do not feel well. I just don't. But that was funny. So, guys, thanks for being part of the 201st show. And again, all the intros that I've played for the past six seasons, I have not doubled up one once. Oh, So I'm looking forward to another 200 shows. It was fun to do that 200 show. I haven't even edited it, which is crazy. So it is crazy. And Kim just said it's crazy as well. But I'm going to always look for more and try to get better content and hopefully improve. I'm actually putting it out there. I've got a lot of guests who want to come on the show, and I just have not booked them. And we're coming up, this was a long hiatus. It was longer than I wanted because I had technical stuff and personal stuff and work stuff. But it will come together very soon. Hopefully I'll do more and more episodes and the show will get a little better and better and better all the time. And I always try to improve, but that was funny though. So let me tell you what I got going on this week. Tomorrow night, I'm so psyched. I finally have a day and a night off. I've not had a day and a night off in like 2.5 weeks. And it sounds like a big deal, but it's like, yeah, I get to kind of chill and just hang out. So that's what I got. Friday, I have a fundraiser at the Mountain Valley High School in Rumford, Maine. That's very far up there for me, but I'm looking forward to that. It's probably for the police or the fire. We do police and firemen benefits all the time. And then, of course, Saturday night, another fundraiser at the Lions Club in Londonderry, New Hampshire. And here's the thing. Next week, I am not going to be doing a show because of a lot of other stuff, but I'm going to be coming back on May 15th. And I think I'm going to grab a guest for that because it's been a while since I had a guest. But as always, if you want to be a sponsor, a guest, leave a question or comment, email the show, radioirregardless@gmail.com. Even call the hotline. Leave me a voicemail, 978-219-9294. Hey, guys, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. I'd like to thank my on-air guests as well as all the online listeners for their comments. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used, property of their respective copyright owners. All material and content, property of MS Enterprises.
And copyrighted 2019, all rights reserved.
Listen to previously aired episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Hello, hello.